Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Syrian government forces are launching more airstrikes on the rebel-held side of Aleppo for a ninth day, killing at least five more people. NPR's Allison News reports a nationwide ceasefire has devolved into local truces backed by the U.S. and Russia.
From Istanbul to the refugee camps of Greece, footage posted to social media shows protesters uniting under the slogan, "Aleppo is burning." Most of them are Syrian activists condemning an offensive by Bashar al-Assad's forces. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 40 children have been killed in Aleppo over the past 8 days, roughly half of them by regime bombardments and the other half by rebel shelling. The U.S. Special Envoy for Syria says his government and Russia have pressured warring factions to relaunch ceasefires in several parts of the country, but not Aleppo. Allison News, NPR News, Beirut.
The Prime Minister of Iraq says the situation in Baghdad is under the control of security officials. That after thousands of anti-government protesters breached the heavily secured green zone of government buildings and stormed the parliament building. The Prime Minister was set to appear before parliament this morning on the reshuffling of his cabinet, but that was postponed. Ted Cruz has picked up a key endorsement in California. As NPR's Sarah McCammon reports, former Governor Pete Wilson is throwing his weight behind the Texas senator.
With its large delegate hall, California will be key to Ted Cruz's goal of forcing Donald Trump to an open convention. Former California Governor Pete Wilson says there will be consequences for Republicans in Congress if Trump is the nominee.
My friends, we cannot afford a Republican nominee that brings us down ticket decimation of our 2014 hard-won midterm gains.
Wilson announced his endorsement of Cruz at the California GOP convention in San Francisco. He's a well-known Republican with ties to the party establishment who could help Cruz broaden his appeal as he campaigns ahead of the state's June 7th primary. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
In East Texas, five people are dead after a creek overflowed its banks overnight in heavy rain, flooding a neighborhood in Palestine as people slept. Palestine City spokesman Nate Smith says the city of about 20,000 people was hit by intense downpours.
We've had multiple homes and businesses flooded from flash flooding. Other than the five deceased people, we have another person missing due to floodwaters.
A woman and her four grandchildren died, and at least six houses were severely damaged. Western Louisiana also saw flash flooding from the same storm system. On Wall Street this week, all three major indices were down for the week. The Dow and the S&P 500 dipped 1.3%. This is NPR News. In his weekly media address, President Obama again urged the Senate to give his nomination to the Supreme Court, Chief Judge Merrick Garland, a hearing and a vote. And here's Wade Goodwin reports.
The president took the opportunity of the 45-day anniversary of his nomination to the Supreme Court to urge the Senate to respect the process and Judge Garland enough to honor him with a hearing.
There is absolutely no reason for Republican senators to deny him the basic courtesy of a hearing and a vote. The same courtesy that has been extended to others. This refusal to treat a Supreme Court nomination with the seriousness it deserves is what makes people so cynical about Washington.
The Republican leadership insists it will not take up any nomination until after the election. While a few Republican senators have met with Garland, the majority have refused. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.
The annual White House Correspondents' Dinner is being held in Washington, D.C. tonight. NPR's Sam Sanders reports, as usual, the event will be full of politics, comedy, and the president.
Larry Wilmore will headline the comedy at this year's dinner. The former Daily Show correspondent now hosts the nightly show with Larry Wilmore on Comedy Central. As far as celebrities, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith will be there, as well as several of the journalists who were depicted in the Oscar-winning film Spotlight. Morgan Freeman will be there, too, along with the cast of the political dramas Scandal and House of Cards. This will be President Barack Obama's eighth and final White House Correspondents' Dinner. He'll bring some jokes, too. In the past, he's famously roasted the likes of Donald Trump and John Boehner, among others. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
And I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.